Psalm 148:4. Praise him, you heavens of heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. The moon, the sun, and the stars, these are the saints. But what saints? These are saints whose purpose it is from the beginning to have the right to praise God in the function of light, according to the truth. Again, to demonstrate the function of light in their praise to God. And this can happen, you can receive this legitimate right when we collaborate with the blood of Christ and we collaborate with the cross of Christ, and we don't separate them but understand the function of each one. And so when we have the legitimate right, now we can demonstrate our praise in the function of light. And this is not just praise that I praise and glorify God. It is included, but when we're talking about light, in the spectrum of light, there are a lot of colors, and by them we determine who we are working with, collaborating with, a holy person or not a holy person. The holy person has the entire spectrum of light and colors. And so to praise God in the function of light, there are 12 definitions. God's spectrum. To praise is to honor God with your tithes and offerings. To praise is to glorify and lift God up. This is to present your evidence of your righteousness before God. This is to shine a light, to shine rays, and to glow. This is to list the names and titles of God. This is to list the works that God has done. This is to boast about God. This is not to abandon and not leave your place in the body of Christ. This is to be faithful to your calling. This is to study and fulfill God's will. To praise is also to trust God and to rely upon God. This is how praise is demonstrated in the functions of light. Or praise is demonstrated in a holy person who shines God's light. And to have the right to such a praise, we need to bring this praise in the form of an offering, and not just in the format of words, but an offering. And this includes then all of our essence. The offering of praise as an act of true worship needs to take part in all of the aspects of our redemption. Psalm 50:23, whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. And so if we are talking about an offering, or our praise as an offering, it contains also 7 very important components. And this helps us determine whether our praise is in the form of an offering. It will be first brought by a specific, it will be brought by a specific person who has the right to come into God's presence as an intercessor. Second, praise, as any other offering, is to be brought upon a specific place that God will choose and not us. Praise, as any other offering, is to be brought in a specific order. What does that mean? In accordance with a specific instruction or specific sequence in which we see God's statutes, the ability to enter into God's presence, into his holy place. My lips shall utter praise when you teach me your statutes, it says in Scripture. And so these 3 show us already how we need to bring this offering of praise. It is brought first by a specific person. It is brought upon a specific place that God will choose and not that I will choose. And it is brought in a specific order that is presented to us in Scripture. 3 times we see the word specific. 4th, by the means of an offering of praise, the children of God are called to confirm their right to to a relationship with God. An offering of praise is called to take part in receiving help from God timely. Here, the fourth and fifth components that we're talking about, it shows us what praise is to do. It's called to confirm our right to what we're asking, and it is called to take part in receiving help, us receiving help in the time we need it. And this is all in the offering of praise, which contains all of the components of the holiness of God. The offering of praise is called to take part in receiving help timely, receiving help, receiving healing. We need to always remember one thing, that we can never give anything to God, and we can't take anything from God. When we are talking about God, if we want to bring something, we put it on the offering, and we wait to see if he will receive it. We put our breads upon the table of showbreads, and we see if he will receive it. And we can only receive from him as well. We can't just take anything from God. We can always offer, and we also wait with thanksgiving to see if the Lord will also give. And so, if you remember, our pastor talks about this table of showbreads. The Jews asked, who are we offering this to, and why is it for a whole week that they lay on the tables? They lay before the Lord, and we offer them to the Lord, and they are presented in the form of 12 breads. This is in accordance to the holy teaching. And the priests laid them upon this table and waited for revelations from God, and these breads laid before God. The next Saturday, the Lord said, you can remove these breads and eat these revelations. I am now giving them to you. Healing. Healing. I need healing. He is successful. He is good, the Lord. But to be able to receive it and not just take it, we need to place this healing in the faith teaching, in the form of these 12 breads, upon the table of showbreads. And when I place my healing upon this table of showbreads, and I say, Lord, everything talks about growing the fruits of righteousness by which I can receive this healing. I receive healing in the form of fruit. And as an exception to the rule, sometimes, as an exception to the rule, that God gives it freely as a gift, but this is, again, an exception, and this is selective. If I have a diagnosis and the doctor has given it to me, and you can't come to God and demand this healing from him, saying, I need it right now, you lay it like these breads and you wait for it. We have agreed with the truth that the Lord wants to give us this healing, but in the form of fruit, not freely, but in the form of fruit. When he grows the fruits of righteousness, and this fruits of righteousness, it is our healing and all of the rest of the promises he has given. And we need to die in this case and rise again. And he will allow us then to take this healing, which we have placed upon this table of showbreads in the form of a teaching in our heart, and have created the atmosphere in which the Lord can take these revelations. Again, we can't just give him anything or take anything. We can offer to him and wait. And we can offer to him, and we can receive from him and not just take it. As the Lord had looked upon Abel and his gift, and he accepted them, both the offering and the gift, the offering and Abel, and he did not accept Cain and his offering, as you know. We need to present our offering. And we need to acknowledge the fact that this is God's need. When I have a need, this is God's need. And the Lord will look at it and see that it is his need. Just as it's your need, it's his need. And he will make it happen within the time after the fruit of righteousness is grown. Again, the offering of praise is called to take part in receiving help timely. The offering of praise is evidence and an identification of the kingdom of heaven within man. and the offering of praise is the atmosphere where God is and where he demonstrates himself, and the atmosphere in which God becomes an Alpha and Omega of our trust and our salvation. Right now we will sing a psalm, and we will thank God that he has allowed us, according to his word, to create an atmosphere of the kingdom of heaven inside. Creating an atmosphere of the kingdom of heaven by the means of his word and his Holy Spirit within our heart, we can tell the Lord that, Lord, we are those special people. We are upon that specific place, and we bring it in a specific order to you. And we will honor him and worship him, and we will wait from him, wait for a response, for help. And we, again, can't just take anything from God or just give it to him. We can offer it to him, and if it's in accordance to his will, then we will receive when he finds need. Let us stand and sing a psalm. I will happily repeat after our pastor that every time when the nation of Israel honored God, either in the Temple of Solomon, the Tabernacle of Moses, they were required as a command from Moses, which he received as a revelation from God, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continue to do, were faithful to for thousands of years. We are that same Israel, connected to the same roots. We're nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hands over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging words, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. And now, in accordance to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.